This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
God is amazing, and the Ravens organization is amazing.
Yeah.
I was talking to actually my agent, and he had said something to me. It really was just really a telling thing. He said, "You're 5 for 5 in your head coaching career." And I kind of looked at him like, "You guys are all looking at me right now."
Yeah.
He said, "You're 5 for 5. He said, "You've had the two best team presidents in the NFL. You've had the two best general managers in the NFL, and you've got the best owner in the National Football League. 5 for 5. So that's the blessing. That's why we're at right now with that. So I'm very grateful for that.
Eric, that's John Harbaugh at the owners' meetings talking about his love for Dick Cass, Shashi Brown, Ozzie Newsome, Eric DaCosta. And he's now entering his 18th season. He's won 172 games, lost 104.
A lot of love for Shashi Brown, man.
Best president.
I don't know about that.
Jason.
He was arguably the worst GM in NFL history.
This is a different job.
I understand that.
He's now on the business side. He got the black wing.
Lamar done the lease.
Yeah.
So they're redoing the castle.
Yeah, redoing. Like, come on, man. Yeah, what more do you want from them?
That's just business. So
and that's resulted in how many playoff wins?
They've had a few.
His team president.
A couple.
They've had a few. They went to an AFC title game.
Beat the Steelers. Beat the Texans.
They won some games.
Steelers.
Hey, it's better than Baseball America rankings. I'll give them that.
Yeah, they actually win playoff games. That's just more than the Orioles have done. So John Harbaugh entering his 18th year as the second longest tenured coach in the NFL. How would you grade him?
I mean, look, if we're taking out pluses and minuses, because that complicates things, and you're looking at the poll we put up and you're going A, B, C, D, I have to give him an A. Now you would say, okay, well then what would that mean for Andy Reid in the same time? You know, his coaching mentor. I guess I'd have to give Andy Reid a plus, even though I'm not allowed to.
But we said no pluses.
Right.
Yeah, no pluses.
So maybe I should have given him a B. Maybe I was being too kind. But to be employed in a place this long and to be this competitive and to have done it in as many different iterations of what the Ravens at any given point in time strong suit was, whether it was an aging defense, whether it was special teams for a while, whether it was a remade defense, whether it was by the time Lamar starts winning MVPs, a zig while they zag offense that morphed into a more traditional offense that did things nobody's ever done. He's been at the helm for all of that. He's far from perfect. You know, we can quibble at times about game management and what he's done on some fourth downs and when he's decided to go for it and when he's gone for two. But that's the position. Like that's the job, and no one's perfect at it. And there's a lot of people who I see continually listed as top five head coaches, like Kyle Shanahan. And I'm like, well, what's he done other than pee down his leg every time he's been on the cusp of potential greatness? So Yeah, he's too loyal to some of his coaches. Yeah, he's been stubborn about stupid things like keeping a strength coach around way longer than he had to. Like, yeah, they made a meal of COVID. Like, yeah, they like to flout NFLPA regulations in the spring and get docked money or draft picks or whatever else. Like, yes, there are things to quibble with. No, he shouldn't have the job into perpetuity for life. But at this moment in time, I will say what I've always said. There are not many upgrades over him on this planet at that job. There are not many known commodities better than him at that job. And I do not think he holds them back. And I do think he's probably going to get another ring at some point.
Ultimately, with this poll not having pluses or minuses, John Harbaugh is going to have a bust in Canton one day. So it is hard for me to give a Hall of Fame coach a B.
Yeah.
So I have to go A. And like you said, are there shortcomings? Absolutely. 2023, the AFC Championship. Harbs has to wear it. Monk has to wear it. Lamar has to wear it. John Harbaugh coming out at halftime, speaking to the sideline reporter, saying, yeah, we're going to establish the run, then proceed to not run the football. Yes, he has to wear it. But that being said, it's so much more good than bad with John Harbaugh. They're fourth in regular season wins since 08. They're fourth in playoff wins since 08. They won a Super Bowl. Most road playoff wins by any NFL yes. head coach ever. Like, coach of the year back in 2019. He's got all of the accolades that you would want. Has it been a smooth ride? No, but again, he is going to be in Canton one day.
So, I mean, now the road playoff thing, though. Like, he's to the point where he's been doing this long enough that there's two iterations. You know how, remember, Belichick had two dynasties.
Yes,
in one.
Yes.
He had two different years where he won three out of four Super Bowls.
They've been the onesie twice with Lamar.
And nobody is going to ever do that again. Yeah. I don't even know. Or maybe Mahomes, but that would be it. So, like, I don't mean the comparison that way, but he's been doing this long enough that you had sort of the first cluster where he was Flacco doing things with Flacco early on that nobody did with quarterbacks that young on the road. I can't seem to remember too many road playoff victories the last 8 years or so.
Lamar had one in Tennessee. Yeah.
I guess a really mediocre Tennessee team.
And it was COVID.
Yeah.
And it was COVID.
Yeah. So when we talked about this earlier, I gave him a B+. But if we're going a B, I give him a B because Andy Reid's an A, and he's not as good as Andy Reid. And it's a tough grade, but he's not Andy Reid. Andy Reid's an A, so Harbs is B. Harbs is going. He's going to Canton one day. He's a Hall of Famer, just like Mike Tomlin's a Hall of Famer. But because he's not Andy Reid, and Andy Reid's getting an A, I'll give Harbs a B.
I have to give him credit for this. As much as the Hewitt thing, we were calling for his head midseason, and again, the stubborn about certain things and the too loyal to guys who frankly aren't worthy of that extended degree of loyalty and having too much of that coach's son and coach's brother in him, that does get the best of him at times. But to go from where they were, which was the best regular season team on the planet, and what did he say they were going to do? Revolutionize football. And they did it.
Yeah.
And they did it. And he did it with Wink and Giro. And then to have turned Wink into McDonald, which was a genius move.
Yes.
And to turn Giro into Monken. And to then, 2 years later, basically run that same kind of season back. Now, yes, neither of those teams fulfilled their destiny in the playoffs. Yes, those losses were ugly, right? The loss at Buffalo was ugly, and the other loss at Buffalo was ugly. But that's pretty impressive.
Oh, I think what he's done with his coaching staff over the last 3 or 4 years has probably been his best work since he's been here. Where you mentioned the coordinator position, but then you throw in Denard Wilson and Anthony Weaver and guys that got other coordinator gigs elsewhere and were assistant coaches here.
I also think we have to remember how stale this team had gotten at the end of Flacco.
And he's then about to be fired.
Yeah, yes, he was. And then not only give the team credit for drafting Lamar, but then Harbs leaned into Lamar. Like, I don't know how many teams would have done that as fast as he did.
And there was some stuff that helped him out, too. Flacco being hurt and having the kind of injury that you could just keep playing that card, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that gave them the guise or sort of the shadow by which they could operate. You know what I mean? But they made the most of that, and they handled that well, and there was sort of a soft coup going on that eventually it just became obvious, clear that it's Lamar's offense, it's Lamar's locker room, it's Lamar's franchise. I again, who's like Andy Reid's better than him? You can't get Andy Reid. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like who yeah. Like some people might say his brother's better than him. I don't even know that. I would agree. But like,
well, but people say that.
People could say that. Yeah. But you're not. Okay, so how are you?
John's undefeated against him too.
Let me ask you this though, because these two coaches are always going to be compared because of their longevity. Who are you taking, Harbaugh or Tomlin? I'm taking Harbaugh.
Me too.
That's tough,
dude. Mike Tomlin has won a playoff game in 4 postseasons. That's it. His entire career in Pittsburgh, he has won 1 playoff game in 4 different postseasons. John's done it in 9. And look, we mentioned John's shortcomings in the postseason. They're well documented. But 4 postseasons, Tomlin has a playoff win.
Yeah, I'd take Harbaugh. I mean,
and his coaching tree is
like, okay, I'd take Sean McVay over Harbaugh. I would.
I can't argue that. He doesn't have the longevity.
You're not going to get him.
But that's because he's a child. Yeah,
now, maybe if he retires for 2 or 3 years, you know what I mean? Maybe if he retires for 2 or 3 years at some point and then wants to relaunch himself, maybe you could get him then. But like
Sean McVay's already been to 2 Super Bowls and won one.
Yeah. But I mean, it's really short list. And like, I think the guy in Green Bay is really good, LaFleur. Yeah. I think LaFleur might become like a Harbaugh in Green Bay. And I think LaFleur will get one and maybe even more than one. But he hadn't done it yet. So, yeah, I mean, the idea that the get Harbaugh out of here, he's holding them back crowd. Like, I'm who the hell's coming in and doing a better, like, who?
Better get the right guy, I'll tell you that.
I bet you some of them are like, oh, just give it to Monken. That's how you know what I mean? That's how you keep Monken, I guess.
People but
like,
wanted to do that for McDonald's,
Monk's
remember?
Not that. Yeah, Monk's, I think Monk is a great offensive coordinator. I mean, I think Monk's worthy of a chance to be a head coach, but not at the expense of this head coach who's already proven he's a damn good head coach.
Let's hear from the people. 410-583-1057. How would you grade John Harbaugh? What do you think of this coaching staff? They made some changes in the offseason. 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you're just tuning in, Ozzy Osbourne passed away at the age of 76 today after a years-long battle with Parkinson's, so we're honoring him with his music. But we also want to hear from the people, 410-583-1057. John Harbaugh entering his 18th season. He's won a Super Bowl. He's been to multiple AFC title games. How about you, great Harbs? 410-583-1057. Let's start with Shiloh. Shiloh, you're on the fan.
First of all, good afternoon. Thanks a lot for getting me in. I know you got a lot of calls, so I'm going to try to get straight to it. So Harbaugh been here 18 years, right? So the way I look at it, and I'm going to try to get this in real fast.
Sure.
If he's been here 18 years, and if I'm not mistaken, right, we have a 13-year drought for us winning the Super Bowl. I think the last time he won was 2012.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So with that being said, right, just look at the longevity of him being here, right, and when we did win, right, we had a lot of good veterans on this team. I ain't got a name, you guys know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I think it's not fair to where as though when we get to those playoffs, the football gods always giving the quarterback the grief. When you got to look at the person that's in charge, because a lot of coordinators that came and left, Harbaugh has been here all these years, right? Mm-hmm. And what has he done as a coach in the playoffs, or how many Super Bowls has he done? When you had Ed Reed and Ray Lewis, it was coming out the locker room that a lot of times they was the leaders of the team, not the coach. You know what I'm saying? They was, you know, the coordinator,
mm-hmm.
the Antoine Bowles of the world, the reason why we won that Super Bowl. I don't think it was Harbaugh, but at the end of the day, right, guys, look at it like this. When it comes to X and O's, I don't think Harbaugh had enough to get us over the hump in the playoffs, because the reason why, it's been proven. Okay, we got to – let me ask you guys, my friends. With all the talent that we have, if we had Andy Reid of the world, how many championships do you think we would have?
Well, how many Andy Reids are there, though?
There's
I think that goes back to, again, like, would they have won one more if they had Reid? Would they have won one more if they had McVay? I mean, maybe, but, like, I don't know who else you're putting on that list.
But also the thing about Andy Reid was fired in Philadelphia because he couldn't get over the hump.
He went to a bunch of NFC title games and just won Super Bowl, which he lost.
Well, how many people have won? How many coaches have won Super Bowls since Harb's last one? Because Belichick's got, like, four or five since then, and Andy Reid's got his bunch since then. So, like, Peterson, right,
broke
through once with the Eagles, and then
Tampa,
Sirianni once with the Eagles.
McVay.
Yeah, Arians once with Brady.
Yeah.
It's not like a whole bunch of dudes grabbed Lombardi trophies since Harb's last one. It's like four guys.
Samaj, you're on the fan.
What's up, my fellow Terp lover, Big Kenny?
Hey, what's going on?
Pitbull? What it do, Pitbull?
He calling you Pitbull.
Is that me?
Yeah.
Oh,
sure,
Pitbull. I was like, is that Bo? Is that, hey, how's it going?
That's who he is, Pitbull. That's who he is, Pitbull Locking 4. Come on, y'all know that nobody, when he gets his teeth on something, is more gritty ground growling and more on it with a tighter bite than Locking 4.
No emotion when talking about the Orioles.
Thank you, sir.
That's what he said.
Fire Mike Elias. Fire Mike Elias.
That's his words, man.
Fire Mike Elias.
What's up, T-Bone? Hey, man. Thanks for taking my calls, guys. I'm just going to be like this. I mean, you know, what you guys have just pointed out is really, really the end-all question. It's like, if Harbaugh was to go tomorrow, okay, who's going to replace him? So, got to keep that in perspective. And you're right, the list is very short. So, I'll just get to it. I think the guy's one of the most quality human beings on the planet. And that's why I think Bashadi has been comfortable keeping him as the leader of this organization for the last 18 years. He's just a sound, quality dude. Now, as a coach and administrator and all of that, my only issue with Hobbs has been over the years, and Pitbull, you already mentioned it a couple times, it's just his over-loyalty. Mm-hmm. He's overly loyal. He's loyal to a fault.
Yep.
And we've seen it with Cam Cameron. We've seen it with Giro.
Yeah.
We even see it with Lamar, because at times he's like a fan with Lamar instead of his damn head coach. And that brings me to my big thing with Harbaugh, and it kind of goes to what the gentleman before me said about his playoff record.
And I don't know if it's the loyalty thing. I don't know if it's because he comes from teams and that's his background, although he was a DB coach starting out. But for whatever reason, my only issue with Harbs, and, you know, it could be why we've only gotten one chip out of him in the last 18 years. And that's just that, to me, in my 40 years of watching pro football, the guys that are the true dog coach leaders throughout time and throughout the league have been guys that when push comes to shove, December, January, they want what they want. They see something, they don't like it, they bark on it, they speak on it, they demand a change. And Harbs is just like, hey, I let my coordinators, I hired them to do a job, I let them do their job, and whatever happens, happens. And to me, that is his single fault as a head coach. There are times in playoffs, there are times in the December stretch where a head coach has to see what's going on in the game and it's not working and pull his damn coordinator up and say, look, we got to do something different.
Appreciate the call. He's not perfect.
No.
My question, and we could ride more calls if you want.
Sure.
410-583-1057. Like, beyond Reed and McVay, who are you taking over Harbs?
Well, and if you think it's so easy to find those guys, look at how many teams just keep chasing their tail.
Yes. 410-583-1057. More of your thoughts. John Harbaugh, training camp begins tomorrow. We hear from you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Next here on The Fan. We got packed phone lines. People want to talk John Harbaugh entering his 18th year. We all gave him B's or A's. What about the people? 410-583-1057. Tim's in Baltimore. Tim, you're on The Fan.
Can you guys hear me?
Hello? Yes.
Yeah. We got you.
I would give Harbaugh a solid C as a coach, and here's why. In all those years, one, he lacks creativity. He does the same thing time after time. I kind of liken him to someone that has a high-speed sports car that they can only use a couple of the features, and that's how I feel about him. Also, he does not have that fire.
Really?
Oh man.
He doesn't have the fire. You can look at Harbaugh on the sidelines, and when things go sideways, he has the same vapid expression game. But case in point.
I will say this, as someone who has asked him a question he doesn't like, I vehemently disagree with the assertion.
Multiple screaming fits with
fire.
Him on the phone, he can get after it.
Now he had, but his fire is not directed at the appropriate sources we need it most. Case in point, when I say fire, I mean in general, not just at the coaches. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
Ray Lewis was at the playoff game last year against Pittsburgh. Do you see how the team rallied? Offense, defense, they demolished Pittsburgh.
You think Ray Lewis was behind that?
He's a motivator. Uh-huh. He has a history of motivating that team. Harbaugh does not have that intensity. And also, he gets out-coached in big games.
Appreciate the call. I do not think they won that game against Pittsburgh because of Ray Lewis. I was there as well. Ray Lewis popped out in, the third quarter and did the squirrel. Somebody's going to throw his back out doing that. But alas, it is entertaining.
And I mean, the whole Ray Lewis thing. They had losing seasons with Ray Lewis.
And by the way, the year they won.
They had losing seasons.
Can I also say, Donnell Ellerbe was the best linebacker on the team that won the Super Bowl against San Francisco. Was it? Who's the wide receiver? The tight end of Maryland.
Vernon Davis.
Vernon Davis was working Ray in that game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, having Ray do his thing at home playoff games.
I love it.
Should be mandatory.
I think he's
pretty fiery, but I understand the caller's point about...
Hey, remember he was about to take on the Titans when they were dancing on the logo? He was going out there, remember?
Yeah.
Him and Marcus Peters.
Yeah, John was ready to throw hands.
I just don't know who... Again, I hope someone has a recommendation for a reasonable replacement.
Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore, who I'm guessing is not in Baltimore, even though he says he's in Baltimore. You're on the fan.
Might be in Cleveland.
It's in Tampa.
No, I'm back, man. Tampa, man. It was rough coming back from such a beautiful place, man. You know, but on to Harbaugh, right? I would grade Harbaugh. I would say a B+. He has benefited, you know, from having, you know, the greatest linebacker of all time, like people brought up. One of the greatest safety of all time, and also a future Hall of Fame quarterback in Lamar Jackson. Yes. As we recall, Harbaugh's job was on the line, you know, that season, you know, before he put Lamar in, you know, the writing was on the wall. So that's why I say I give him a B+. Other than that, John Harbaugh, he's just a Jason Garrett that has.
Oh, come on!
Wow,
for sure. Oh, that's a little Lamar Jackson. Listen, Jason Garrett would have took that job here and had Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, and Lamar Jackson. They have the same probably identical record.
No, I doubt it.
I don't know about that.
That's your Cowboy love.
I have a hard time co-signing that.
Yeah. I think you're still drunk from Ybor City, Rashawn.
I might be. Yeah.
But like, who wins Super Bowls that don't have superstar players?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you want to go, we can look at the anomaly, right? Peterson with Nick Foles.
Yeah.
Peterson only lasted two more years there.
He's got a statue in front of the stadium.
Stunk in Jacksonville. Yes. And he's never going to get a head coaching job again.
Never. No. And he's got a statue.
And he's the one who did it with a trick play.
Yes.
And trickeration in a place where even the great Andy Reid couldn't get over the hump. And he did it with Nick Foles.
Yes. How much success did Bill Belichick have before Tom Brady?
He beat Tom Brady with Nick Foles.
He did.
And he's never going to coach again.
How much success?
And Harbs just got another extension.
Yes.
How much success did Belichick have without Brady?
None.
Exactly.
He benched Bernie Kosar for Vinny Testaverde.
You need good players.
Let's go to Sean in Baltimore. Sean, you're on the fan.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey there.
I think I give Hobbs a C+.
Jeez.
Wow. Tough grader. Let me ask you something. The current coach of the NFL, Sean, who would you rather have other than John Harbaugh?
Oh, it's a lot. And listen.
A lot.
Give us a list.
Before I say it. Hold on, I'm about to say it. Okay. But with these current rosters he had these 3 years, including this year here, it's a couple coaches. I would take the guy who just came back from Seahawks with the Raiders.
Pete Carroll. You'd rather Pete Carroll?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I will.
He's like 77 years old. He's older than Belichick.
Takes his shirt off.
Who said transformational?
I'll take McVay.
Okay, that's
McVay,
a good one. I'll I'm with you.
I'm just saying, with the talent that the last 3 years, the roster that he had, this guy said, I'll take McVay, I'll take Pete Carroll.
You'll take Andy Reid.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course,
LaFleur.
Okay. Reed.
LaFleur. Can I sell you on LaFleur?
What's the kid down there? That just won it. With Philly.
Oh, Sirianni!
Oh man, Sirianni was about to get fired.
I'm just saying with the talent. You gotta see where I'm coming from.
I'm looking.
I think Harbaugh. I honestly think he need a new look. If he can't get over the hump this year, I think he need a new look. It's not, and the only reason I give him the, I really want to give him a B minus. You know what I mean? He did bring a chip in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He rides with the team, and it's no knock on Harbaugh. But 18 years, and I'm like, now all I can remember, I remember the last Super Bowl. But now all I can remember, you know how many times I get tired of hearing fans get in my Uber ride and say this about this team and say this about Hawks. I don't got time for that.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to Tony's in Baltimore. Tony, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
As far as a Harbaugh, it's great. Me personally, I think I would give him a B.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Harbaugh's a great coach, but like the last caller just said, I felt like we had, you know, a couple good teams in the Lamar era to be able to, you know, get over the hump. Like, you know, the teams we've been having, we had a few teams that, you know, possibly could have got to a Super Bowl. Now my thing is you know, we spent the last 13 years trying to get back to a second Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
We already have guys like Sirianni, like a McVay, that have already been to two in a small time frame. You get what I'm saying? And they have rosters just as talented as the Ravens. So, I mean, I felt like last season, it probably would have been a good time to transition to somebody else like a Mike McDonald. You get what I'm saying? Somebody that's been in the organization – that know the team, and it would have been a smooth transition. Maybe Harbaugh gets like a office job.
Yeah,
you know, I honestly
put him in maintenance.
It's hard to say like where will we go once Harbaugh decides not to be a coach or he retires.
McDonald would have been bold. I mean, that would have been a big ball move from Bashaid.
Yes.
If he would have gone that route.
Yeah.
I doubt he even considered it for a second. I'd be stunned if he considered it for a second. Not to say that there isn't merit to it. I mean, I, you know.
Let's grab Terrence. Terrence, you're on the Fan.
All right. How's it going, gentlemen?
What's up?
Yeah. Terrence, Boney T. Frazier, Baltimorean native, former sports management major from Hampton. Just about Harbaugh, you know, other than being legendary or great, he is solidly above average. He has a great delay in making the decisions he needs to make, whether it's going through his coordinators, changing up players such as last season, because that defense could have torn us apart if we didn't get it together in week 10.
Yeah.
A lot of those things could have been addressed earlier, whether it's through him or Eric DaCosta. Eric's done a great job. Harbaugh should be able to do a little bit more and get us over the hump, whether it's in the playoffs or late in the season when we experience just a few injuries. Because even though they're saying we have one of the best rosters in the league right now, we've had one of the best rosters in the league for the last 6 years. We've had no excuses, and we have none from this point forward.
Appreciate the call.
The terrible loss is home to Tennessee, right? I mean, like, if we're going to boil it down. Like, okay, the AFC Championship
loss was bad,
but they lost to a Chiefs team that won the Super Bowl in the midst of a dynastic run with Patrick Mahomes, who at that point was like 17-1 in his
playoff
career.
The common denominator was that we feel like they beat themselves in both games.
Yes, but like,
both were bad.
That Chiefs team to me is a different plane than Tennessee early, before Vrabel was anything.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Tannehill was available all last year. Nobody wanted to sign him.
I'm with you on that, but 23 was a better team. Lamar's second MVP.
Lost to Andy Reid Patrick Mahomes.
I'm with you.
I'm not saying it's not bad, but like to me, there's one stinker, and it's that Tennessee loss.
Yes, they were double-digit favorites in that game.
Yes.
You can't lose that football game. But what I'm saying, that was Lamar in year two. It was still Giro. The defense was probably overrated because of that offense dominating time of possession. Like 23, you were healthy. The Chiefs were vulnerable. You were at home. Like
you shut them out in the second half.
Like you can't lose that football game. Hey,
we got bounce back fallback coming up at the top of the hour, but coming up next, we do have to get back to the Orioles as much as we might not want to. But they have a game tonight against the Guardians, game two of this four-game series. We preview next, Hot Corner here on The Fan. Orioles and Guardians, game two of the four-game series, coming off the ugly 10-5 loss last night. And I know Earl Weaver said momentum's only as good as your next day's starting pitcher. Well, Brandon Young is starting tonight for the Orioles, and he's 0-4 with a 7.52 ERA.
Well, and it's not just who you play, it's when you play him. And as we pointed out, the Guardians have started to hit the ball, and they're now 9-2 in their last 11 games, and they've scored, what, 67 runs in that span. So they are hitting the ball as well as they have all year. And the league is spanking Brandon Young. The slash line against Brandon Young this season, small sample size, sure, but 330, 388, 642.
Ouch.
1,031 OPS.
That's good.
That's
for the hitters.
That's troublesome. A 6% home run rate, a 9+% walk rate. He is getting some swing and miss, a little bit at least. And he had the immaculate
inning.
Yeah,
he had that inning.
But I think this is going to be a tough assignment for him tonight. I've told you guys all along, I think he's a reliever. But at least we're finding out about him. At least he's young. They think he's got way more upside than he really does. But they also have no other cards to play because they are a horse bleep organization who has no pitching depth. They have no high minor pitching depth. And you want to surprise me? You want to do something interesting? You want to do something creative? Give me an arm that nobody's talking about and get him up here and give him a look-see. I don't care if he's never pitched above AAA before. Like,
in their defense, Jason, I did not hear anybody talking about Corbin Martin, and they had him pitching last night.
He doesn't count. A 30-year-old journeyman who they drafted like in 2016, who obviously, you know, Elias has a soft spot for.
Yeah.
Because they were together in Houston. A guy who hasn't gotten anybody out in AAA the last 2 years. That doesn't count.
Nobody was talking about him.
But with some of these guys getting closer to coming back, like a Povich or a Zach Eflin, if Young gets shelled again tonight, do you move him to the pen at that point?
I don't, because I'd still rather watch him get shelled than Sagano get shelled.
Well, no, but I'm saying with Eflin and Povich coming back.
Yeah, so. And you're probably and Morton, like the coming days. But Morton's
then
we're probably,
but then Eflin's here for a minute, and then he's traded.
Yes, and Morton's traded.
Right. So, I mean, why mess around with the kid? Why yo-yo him? Right?
I mean, you
got to ride it out.
I don't think he's a starter.
I don't either, but you're going to do that after seven games. Like, have some conviction with it. They're going to, remember we used to get these arguments like, this has to be rock bottom, and I'd always be like, it's not. No one called this more than me. No one has called out the slop that it is more than me. We ain't seen nothing yet. It's the last 2 months is back to 2018. That's what the caliber of play is going to be.
Last night was the bullpen was 2018.
The defense has been 2018 all year. Yeah. The base running's been 2018 all year. Get ready for more of it. It will get worse. And look, I'm not saying that I want to see all these kids because I think they'll all be good. But if this is what I've got to watch, I'd rather it be Brandon Young or McDermott than Sagano. I'd rather it be Beavers or even Heston again than O'Neill. Like,
Right on cue. Tony Mancelino and Zach Eflin will make his return from the IL and start tomorrow.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Charlie Morton Thursday.
They're back. Lift off. There. Orioles and Guardians.
Surprise me. Do something smart for once.
Well,
throw me a curveball.
We're waiting for the lineup.
Pun intended.
Has not come out yet, but Orioles and the Guardians.
You think Kobe Mayo's in it?
I doubt it. Well, it's a lefty. He better be.
Yeah, lefty's in.
He better be.
He's going to play against every lefty.
Now, the moment Cantillo leaves, that's it for Mayo.
Yeah.
I mean, if they bring in a righty reliever, obviously Kobe Mayo has to exit the game immediately.
Yes.
Because those are the rules.
Ramon needs his at bats.
Gotta get Ramon. Ramon and T.O. Who doesn't want to see more of that?
BBT coming up at 5:30. That is Ryan Ripken. It's cut from the same cloth and the bone. 5:30 here on The Fan. But coming up next, a little bounce back, fall back in your ear holes. Next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.